that was Shirley from the second album. How can she be so aggressive and so feminine at the same time? Okay, back into the demo quiz.
Well, I tell you, I hate to be in the middle of a rant and get some damn phone call interrupting me like that. You never guess who it was either. It was Ann Coulter. I assume it was Ann Coulter. It was just a bunch of girl making weird noises in bed. Here, listen. So I think it was Ann Coulter, but I'm just not sure. Sounded like her, didn't you think? All right. Back to the Bush Administration Performance Evaluation, Part 2. 2C, overall, how do you evaluate the administration's performance on making health care available and affordable for all Americans? Well, absolutely shit. That's the answer right there, number 4. We've got nothing from the president. He's telling people, buck up, work a little harder, work a little smarter. Have your daddy be president and former director of the CIA, have him make a secret oil deal with the Kuwaitis and make hundreds of billions of dollars so you don't have to work. You don't have to worry about this stuff. George Bush Jr. don't have time to worry about no health care insurance. He's got $100 million in the bank. Son of a bitch. Section 3, the environment. Oh, yeah, he's going to score good here. Do you support the Bush administration's Clear Skies initiative that relies heavily on voluntary compliance by polluters? Can you believe that this monkey could get anywhere near the White House being pro-pollution? But again, the media backed him up. And it always pisses me off, and this is going to happen every time. I know you're going to get sick of it, but I'm sick of it. We should make the country sick of it. Maureen Dowd was whining about what a bunch of pigs and monsters the Bush administration is. Well, slut, you elected him. When people were trying to make up their minds between Democrat or Republican, you were going on and on and on about Hillary's mandatory socialist bridal bullshit. It's just unbelievable. The Democrats are the middle-of-the-road people. If they never hear any bad news, they're going to go on thinking that Bush is some church-going good guy who now and then makes a ha-ha little friendly stumble in his word, but he's a good guy. And let's just, you know, give him blank check to murder any son of a bitch in the world he wants to. Jesus, that makes me mad. Bush can legally murder anybody he wants. Now, how do we know he didn't think Paul Wellstone was a problem? And he didn't just tell the CIA, take him out. How do we know that? You say, oh, Bart, knock it off. Well, don't, hey, blow me, knock it off. He can legally murder whoever he wants. Now, don't tell me he would never do that. He asked for the power to do that. Why ask for the power to do something if you're not ever going to use it? Bullshit. He's probably used it 1,000 times. We don't know. For all we know, they're lopping heads off in Guantanamo, throwing them in the ocean 3 a day. You line up 50 Al-Qaeda and throw 45 in the ocean and ask the other 5 if they want to live or die, they might just start talking. And granted, I'm all for getting evidence or whatever answers out of the bad guys, but there's that real fun little story they used to tell about Vietnam that you take 3 gooks, not my word, up in a chopper, and you throw one out. You ask the other 2, you know, hey, you can't shut them up. They're just going to talk. The story goes that they just would do that for entertainment. They grab a chopper pilot, maybe have a few beers, let's grab 3 of the gooks out of the slammer and take 3 up, you know, take them up in the air. And it's kind of awful. It's kind of what happens in the madness of war. You get used to killing people. You start racking up, oh, Bob got 5 kills yesterday. Hey, Jim got 8. Well, pretty soon, hey, I want 10. And that whole madness of war thing. I don't even want to go there because, to a good degree, I'm pro-military, but we only need to unleash that beast when there's real, real damn good reason. Some guy kicks in my front door, I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot him effing dead right where he stands. Out there beating on my car, I'm not going to go out there with a gun and shoot him. I'm only going to unleash the beast when he's inside my house. Then you're going. I'm sorry, you're just going. Ought to be the same way with the military. We need someone in charge that's not an idiot. Someone that's not going to turn this killing machine loose because Gus thought he saw a woodchuck. What the hell's wrong with this country? You put a moron in there, you put a religiously insane idiot in charge of the Attorney General's office, you put these monsters over at defense and a little black puppet at state. What the hell's wrong with people? Jesus Christ. We got a whole country run by thieves and buggers and muggers and thugs. Son of a bitch. All right. Do you support the Bush administration Clear Skies Initiative? See, that's another thing. Bush says, I promote the Clear Skies Initiative, where we turn them fucking black. but we're going to call it the Clear Skies Initiative. People say, oh, I'm for clear skies. Let's vote for Bush. Boy, there's some morons in this country. And they couldn't get away with it. Let me mark no. They couldn't get away with it without two things. The press willing to make that extra nickel for every 100 million. They can make that extra nickel to lie for Bush. And the Democrats laying down like a bunch of drunks. God, I hate that. Why the hell? They cash that paycheck every week, and they don't want to come to work. Let's me and you try that. Well, I don't have a job, but let's you try that. Why don't you tell your boss, I won't be coming in during August, September, October, November, but I'll be by on the 15th and the 1st each time to pick up my check. You see, it won't work. Why did the Democrats get the collective check for not working, but me and you got to go to work? Someone explain that to me. All the Democrats want to do is pat Bush on the back and say, God damn, you're a good president. Oh, thank God Gore didn't win. Oh, I'm so much safer with an unelected moron craphead in office than I am with a guy. Al Gore was working on the anti-ballistic Soviet missile treaties with the Russians back in like 86. So that's 17 years ago. Al Gore was a very, very smart man. 17 years later, monkey boy in the White House still can't figure out that Social Security is run like some damn federal program, he says. Oh, Jesus. All right. Back to the quiz. B3, or 3B, do you support GOP plans to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and other protected areas to oil and gas drilling? Well, you'd think people would vote no. If we're willing to sacrifice 200 men in the Middle East for cheap oil, well, can't we sacrifice a couple of caribou, too? I mean, what's more important, the caribou or 200 brave soldiers? Now, see how they frame this debate? And the Democrats then are like, huh? I don't know what to do. I better vote with the president. Oh, what's wrong with these people? How can I be smarter than most of the Democrats in Washington? The last president we had, I couldn't get within. If Bill Clinton was 100, I'm a 2. But these donkeys that we got running the place now for the Democrats, a lot of them could come to me for advice. A lot of them damn sure ought to. I can't run a campaign like Carville could, but you could come to me and say, Bart, he's kicking my butt. He's saying this. What do I do? And I say, well, you quit acting like a woman and stand up and act like a man and slap him a couple of times like in The Godfather. That's how you handle that shit. Pretend you're a man, dumbass. Pretend you're not some dish rag that your wife's wiping up the spilled milk with. What the hell's wrong with these Democrats? And it's not a sex issue. You know what I mean. Act like a man. That was an expression long before me or you were born, so don't hang that on me. Okay, 3C. Overall, how do you evaluate the administration's performance to protect our air, water, and land? Piss effing poor is the answer to that, but no, they're going to give him high marks. Just because he proposed this legislation to ease back the arsenic levels, just because he wants the polluters. You know, these polluters, when you talk about someone like Monsanto Chemical, they got a Monsanto Chemical in St. Louis, right across from where the casinos, the floating casinos are. And these Monsanto smokestacks, I assume they still have them. It's the same way in Tulsa. They got these refineries downtown in Tulsa, and just being in downtown, you just smell this in the air. It's just a chemical-y smell. It's not like a doctor's office. It's just some, oh, you just know it's bad. You just can feel tumors bumping out all over your body, you know, when you're downtown Tulsa smelling this stuff. And we want to give these people voluntary. Tell you what, why don't we, if we're going to let the polluters do a voluntary program, why don't we let the criminals do one too? Did you rob a bank today? Come on, confess, get in line, go get into jail. I mean, if it works for the polluters, why wouldn't it work for the justice system too? Why don't we do that with our military? Come on, Saddam, if you did bad, admit it, and then yeah, just stop it. Yep, just how in the hell, a polluter is a criminal by definition. Because if you were within the law, you wouldn't be a polluter, you'd be a factory operating within the law. But if you are a polluter, that means you're putting out more than is allowed, and Bush wants to take those restrictions off so you can pollute like a son of a bitch, so you can make an extra nickel, so you can send him an extra $100,000 for his election campaign. So we're going to end up with a monkey for 8 years instead of four. He wasn't even elected for the four. But we're going to end up with an eight-year period of time where, do you remember the Ohio River catching on fire that happened? I don't care if you believe me. It happened. There were so many chemicals and oil and all this other bullshit in the Ohio River. Somehow a flame hit it and the son of a bitch caught fire. And the Democrats always, or the Republicans, people like Rush say, well, that doesn't happen now. Well, no, it's because the old Democrats fought tooth and nail for more environmental restrictions to keep the polluters from doing that shit. And now Bush is easing all that back. Let's all go way the hell back in time. Amazing. Just like that Great West Wing clip. You know, some Leave It to Beaver trip back to the 50s that never was. Getting closer to the end. Oh, geez, we've got so much. 12 minutes into the rant. Oh, no. Judicial nominees. Oh, this is going to get ugly. 4A. Do you believe President Bush has a mandate to fill federal courts' vacancies with far-right, ultra-conservative judges? Well, no, he doesn't have any kind of mandate because he was not elected. He was elected to the governor of the governorship of Texas. Let him go down to Texas and fuck their state up instead of fucking up our country. American voters voted for Gore, no matter how you slice it. You know, their only caveat is to say, well, the stupid Florida people thought they were voting for Gore, and they voted for Buchanan, and that let Bush take it away. And I know there's 100 reasons about Florida, but just the idea, without any doubt, everyone agrees the voters' intention was to let Gore. So how the hell does that give Bush a mandate to go way, way over to the John Ashcroft monkey wing, you know, the right wing of the right wing, to put him in charge of everybody? And then Ashcroft, that lying bastard, sat in front of the cameras and said, I will obey the Constitution, and I will be an attorney general for all the people, not just the rich, white, tobacco-polluting bastards. No, no, lying son of a bitch. He just lied. He just lied. And it's okay. Well, as long as he wasn't lying about a blowjob, as long as he was only lying about raping the Constitution, shooting it in the head, taking it outside of town, burying it in a shallow grave under a bridge. That's what you, it's okay to lie about that. So do we believe has mandate? No, son of a bitch. I don't. Number 4B. The U.S. Senate has a constitutional duty to advise and consent on all nominees. Duh. Which statement most closely matches your opinion on how the Senate should handle this important role? Oh, other. You know, right away, you got to go to the other. But let's give him a chance. Number one, automatically confirm Bush's presidential, President Bush's judicial nominees. Yep, that's our, yep, let's check that one. That's what our Democrats do. Adolf Hitler, confirmed. Adolf Eichmann, confirmed. Pol Pot, confirmed. Idi Amin Dada, confirmed. Any son of a bitch. Boston Strangler, confirmed. Oh, Jesus. John Wayne Gacy, confirmed. Son of a bitch, that makes me mad. They just cast those checks every 2 weeks, the 1st and the 15th. They cast that check, and then they go up there and act like a Republican. Blood pressure is about 240 over 160. I can feel it. Number two possibility, carefully question nominees' judicial philosophies and records, but give them the benefit of the doubt. Oh, yeah, that's where you're hiding. Fuck you. Sorry about the frank language, but that's what they're saying. Oh, we carefully question John Ashcroft and then reluctantly agree. Yeah, bullshit. Hand job me to death. If you're going to vote yes, why go through the circus of asking them all the questions? You're going to vote yes anyway.
Because he was in the club. He's one of us. He's in the club.
Is there a more stupid reason in the world to vote for a guy to determine what's legal and not legal when you know he's religiously insane, but you're going to give him a pass because he was in the club? Christ, I would rather pick football players who have more than 10,000 yards. I would rather they choose what's a crime and what not than this idiot Ashcroft. I would rather you take every home run hitter with more than, say, 300 home runs. Let's get those 12 or 15 people up there, whoever's still living. Get them up there. Let them form a committee. Let them decide what's a crime and what's not. Anybody is more qualified than Ashcroft. This is stupid. Number three, reject nominees outright if there's any doubt about their qualifications to serve. Well, no, you've never heard. Let me put a big F and a big U next to that one, because these Democrats have never heard of the word, two words, reject nominees. 280 over 200. 4C, are there any issues important enough for you to serve as a litmus test for judicial nominees? Well, yeah, and there's a whole lot more of them that'll fit on this little pissant piece of paper you sent me. Were you afraid to chop down some trees? Is that why this paper's like 4 inches long? Are there any issues important enough? How about non-religiously insane? Let's make that number one. How about non-white hood-wearing son of a bitch? Make that number two. Ashcroft doesn't qualify for either of those. He's a racist pig. He's a racist pig in a party of racist pigs. Don't think I'm name-calling. No. Infer pejorative if you want. I'm just giving you an honest assessment of the facts. That's what the vulgar pig boy says when he's slurring some poor innocent Jocelyn Elders. Eric Clampner, remember that son of a bitch got a month, maybe more out of that. As though a doctor from Arkansas is supposed to know the names of all the great English guitar players. Please. Okay, trying to get through this. We're, 16 minutes. Trying to hurry. 4D. Overall, how would you evaluate the administrator's performance on nominating fair-minded? Hey, wrong question. The administration is doing what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to nominate the most radically right people they can, even though we don't play that way. I mean, think if Clinton had made Barney Frank Attorney General, they would have howled. The Republicans would have stood up like men and said, "No, we're not going to let some faggot." They put their little cutesy words on it, but they would say, "No, we're not going to let a homosexual be Attorney General. It's not going to happen. That's going to happen over our dead bodies. You want to freeze your presidency right here, Mr. Clinton? You've been in office 25 days. You want to freeze your presidency right to hell, right this second? Or do you want to get that faggot out of there?" And Bill Clinton, because he has no Democrats behind him, would have had to back down. Knowing he had no Democrats behind him, he had to send up somebody. Well, remember the first two, they screwed to death. See, there you go again. Clinton got in there. I remember Kimba Wood was one of them, and there was some Claire or somebody, I forget. But as soon as the Democrat got in office, then they said, "Well, did your nanny pay Social Security taxes?" Well, why didn't we ask Reagan and Bush if those nannies had paid Social Security taxes? See, well, they raised the bar when Clinton got in there. And it was the press that did it. Well, the press and the combination of the Republicans willing to attack and the press looking for a story. I wonder if I hit on something there. How can we expect the press to write about the Democrats fighting back if they're not? Have I unfairly maligned the press? Nah. But if the Democrats would fight back a little, at least there'd be a story. I mean, I can't call Time Magazine or Newsweek and say, "Why don't you do a story about what a bad guy Bush is?" Well, they're not going to do that. If some senator was to sit down in the middle of the street in Washington, D.C. and say, I'm here with the homeless here because Bush isn't doing shit about the homeless because he's a little snotty, rich little bastard, grew up a millionaire, so he doesn't care about the homeless, then they'd cover that, and then maybe the homeless would be an issue. But no, the Democrats are too stupid, they're too lazy, they're too complacent, they're too happy with their own damn job. "Oh, I'm in the club. That's what they're worried about. They don't want to do any work. God, see, I don't even mean to attack the Democrats, but what are you going to do? You got one side wants to fight, you got one side wants to put their head in the damn sand and hope it's better when they come back. Well, I say resign. Get the donkeys out of there. Get somebody who wants to fight in their place. By God, I'll be a senator. You send me, pull that donkey Imhoff out of there. Pull him out of there. Send me to Washington, D.C. as a Democratic senator from Oklahoma and see if I fight. See if I get up there and say, "Oh, time to be gentlemanly and compromise and talk about how great the president is." That ain't going to happen. Got a guarantee there. All right, so what do we got next? Final. I got two more sections. I'll try to hurry. Section 5, Homeland Security and Foreign Policy. Oh, here goes another winner for Bush. VA. Oh, that's 5A. Do you believe the federal government is doing enough to help states and local communities guard against the threat of terrorism? No, they haven't done anything. They've been giving tax breaks to the super effing rich, and they haven't given the state, local, anything, any kind of training. They haven't given them any kind of... I saw a thing on 60 Minutes. They sent out these little rubber gloves you buy at the 7-Eleven, 1,200 pairs for a buck kind of thing. They send them that and a gas mask one of those little surgical masks like Michael Jackson wears. Those are a good 2-3 cents a piece. You know, they buy those 100,000 of them, cost like $70. That's what they send to these people. So if an atomic weapon, if some dirty bomb goes off in downtown Minnesota, fine, put on your gloves and your little mask and handle it, because the super rich need a bigger tax cut. We're borrowing money to give to the super rich. Is that some bullshit? Borrowing money to give to the super rich. On the off chance that some point in the future they might consider hiring a new cabana boy to get the leaves out of the pool. Hire a Mexican. Give him $3 an hour. Have him work 2 hours a day. So that's what, $6? Tell you what, give him a tip, $45 a week. You give a son of a bitch like Dick Cheney a $100,000 tax rebate, and he's going to give some Mexican guy $45 a week. Now, is America more safe? Are we better off? You betcha. because God won't let us anything happen. God's going to protect us from Osama. A little bit of a religious insanity goes a long way in D.C. 5B, do you agree with President Bush's handling of global security issues? They misspelled security. This is a Democratic, what's this, evaluation bullshit. They spell security. S-E-C-U-I-R-T-Y. Now, see, now you people give me crap about my spelling. I'm a busy man. When I'm putting that page together, I'm going 80 miles an hour. And it's not that I can't spell security. I can, but when I'm, you know, when that fever gets going and things get rushing by real damn fast, it's real easy to be, what's that called, road blind or something about some little word. And here's the Democratic Party trying to take back the power, you know, the most powerful position on the planet, and they can't spell security. Could they not get anyone? See, I don't have a proofreader. There's no time. I can't have someone sitting here looking over my shoulder. You know, we tried it a couple of times. People say, Bart, before you post, send me my issue. Well, if you're at the store, if you're in the bathroom, if you're, you know, changing the diapers, if you're went to get gas in the car, I mean, things move too fast. As of today, no more remarks about my spelling because the Democrats can't spell effing security on something as important as global security issues. They misspelled security on global security issues. Do you agree with President Bush's handling of global security issues without the support of some of our key allies? Well, no, and we're seeing proof of that now. The idiots want NATO to come in, or the United Nations to come in and help them on their big screw-up here in Iraq. They told them up front months and months ago, we don't want any part of your little murder scheme, you oil bastard. We don't want to get involved in this in any way. Now that he's over there, now they're screwing up. Today is Tuesday. No, Monday. We lost another soldier today. It ain't funny. I do not like losing. Boy, it pisses me off. You turn on Yahoo and you see another soldier dead. Another soldier dead. Next day, it's another soldier dead. I know most of you are too young to remember Vietnam. Every time Brinkley or Cronkite would come on at 5 o'clock, 5:30, they'd say, well, we lost 15 men in Vietnam today. Oh, but the other side lost 2,500. And you think, oh, wow, we're winning the war. Look here, we're winning the war. We killed 25 of the gooks. Their word, not mine. But we only lost 15. So, hey, we're winning. You know, when a week goes by, we've lost 105 men. A month goes by, we lost 450 men. That's some bullshit there. 5C, overall, how do you evaluate the administration's performance on foreign policy and international leadership? Absolute F-. Get rid of any doubt. F-. In closing, overall performance. 6A, all things considered, how good a job do you think President Bush is doing on his promise to serve the interests of all Americans? That lion's bastard. Oh, yeah, sorry about the language. You know, I get a little worked up. I just don't care. It could be worse. It could be a whole lot worse. 6B, do you believe it is important to restore a Democratic Senate majority in order to provide a check and balance? Oh, if it would! I guess the Bush administration and right-wing legislation coming out of the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, well, it doesn't make a difference. When we had control of the Senate, the Republicans got their way because that butthole bro from Louisiana and Zell Miller, and, you know, there's always a few. There's always Conrad, you know. You get these hangers-on. They want to be Democrats, but they want to vote with Bush every time. They disgust me. They piss me off. I don't like it when our team votes for the other team. You know, when Oklahoma plays Texas, what if four or five of the Oklahoma linemen jumped over on the other damn side and joined the Texans in trying to tackle our guy? That's bullshit. When Oklahoma plays Texas, Oklahoma's supposed to fight for the Oklahoma side, and Texas is supposed to stay on their own damn side. But no, the way it works in Washington, the Democrats, they pull off their red shirts and they put on their burnt orange shirts, and they go vote, you know, they go tackle their own quarterback. That pisses me off. It pisses me off a whole lot. I don't like to see it. I don't like to see it one damn bit. In closing, please complete the reply portion of this form. You would arrest me if I wrote what I thought on this form. Get race updates, last minute information, frontline newsletter. Yeah. You guys are near worthless. I don't like tooting the horn, but there's a chance BartCop.com is doing more. Well, I don't mean that. I feel like if we continue to grow we're slowly making a difference. At least we're not going the wrong damn direction. At least you don't... You turn on your Barkov.com every day, you don't see me backing down, oh, well, Bush is a good guy, what the hell, let's do it his way. Screw the blacks, screw the poor, screw the gays. I mean, you're not going to see that on my page. Sorry about that gap there, but this segment kind of closed with a a place that we didn't need to go. So we just needed to take the meat cleaver to that ending section there. So this is the end of this section.